各位来宾、弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Dear brothers, sisters, and friends, peace be to all of you.
很高兴我们大家能够用敬虔的心来到神的面前，我们来追求这个真理。
And we thank God that we are all able to be here, to seek and listen to His word.
今天晚上要谈到活出精彩的人生。
And the topic that I'd like to share with all of you tonight is to live out a radiant life.
有人这么形容这个人生有的是彩色的，有的是黑白的。
Some people describe our life in this world as one that is with the seven colors of the rainbow and some as black and white.
黑白的人生是非常的暗淡无光。
Because we know a life that is only black and white is very stale.
但是彩色的人生充满着活泼盼望。
However, a rainbow colored life is full of hope.
我们追求真理、信靠主的人我们的人生是精彩的。
Because we know when we know how to pursue truth and seek God, then our life will be one that is full of radiance.
我们知道人生有种种的这个困难。
But we also know that life also is full of problems.
但是我们已经知道，靠着主耶稣，我们可以去突破它。
However, we also know that when we rely on God, we are able to overcome life's adversities.
因为我们确实掌握到永生的入门。
Because indeed we have found this true entrance.
所以呢，我们的人生相当有盼望。
So indeed, our life now will be full of hope.
只要我们循着主的道路来走。
As long as we follow His word as we walk through this life,
我们的人生真的非常的精彩。
Then our life will indeed be one that is full of colors.
那精彩的人生有几个特色。
There are many, some unique characteristics of a radiant life.
第一个就是能够活出这个盼望的人生。
A radiant life is one that is full of hope.
人在生活当中都需要带着盼望。
Because we know that we cannot be hopeless in this life.
没有盼望的人生是让人非常的失望。
Because a hopeless life is a life that is very discouraging.
因为它没有明天。
Because you can't see tomorrow.
所以有些人因着没有盼望就想要寻短。
Because we know that a hopeless person may want to shorten his or her life.
所以当人遇到任何困难的时候，
And when we met with adversities,
他总希望能够找到盼望。
And this kind of people, they are in need of hope.
圣经告诉我们有一个不义的管家。
Once the Bible records of an unjust caretaker of a house.
他在工作上非常的不忠心。
He was being reckless in his work.
他的主人要辞去他的工作。
And his master wanted to fire him.
这个时候他面对未来实在是没有什么盼望。
At that time, he became hopeless when he knew about this.
所以他一直在想如何在未来找到盼望。
And then he started to find ways to turn his life around.
请看路加福音十六章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 16.
路加福音十六章。
Luke chapter 16.
路加福音十六章，请看第一节。
Luke chapter 16 verse 1。
十六章第一节，耶稣对门徒说：“有一个财主的管家，别人向他主人告他浪费主人的财物。”第二节，主人叫他来对他说：“我听见你这事怎么样呢？把你所经营的交代明白，因你不能再做我的管家。”在这个地方的记载，有一个不义的管家，主人要辞掉他的工作。
Because we from here we can see this manager who was not very effective.
这个时候，这个管家他觉得心里非常恐慌。
At that time, he was very worried.
因为在第三节这里说。
Because in verse 3 it says.
那个管家心里这样想。
He thought to himself, this manager.
主人辞我不用。我在做管家了。
He says, "What shall I do now? My master is
taking away my job." 我将来能够做什么呢
？What can I do now?
要锄地的话，没有力量。
Because I'm not strong enough to dig.
要讨饭的话呢， 啊，太羞耻了。
And also, I'm ashamed to be a beggar.
这个对他来讲啊，真的是没有盼望。
For him, he's really in dire straits.
但是他已经看到眼前的道路啊，真的是非常艰难。
He has seen that his future is full of problems.
所以面对这样的困难的时候
，When he was faced with this kind of problems,
他就思考要如何找到盼望。
He had thought of ways to bring hope to his life.
能够解决未来生活的难题。
To solve his problems.
所以第四节啊，他这里讲。
And then in verse 4 it says,
我现在知道怎么做了。
He says, I know what I'll do.
好叫人在我不做管家之后，能够接我到他们家里去。
So that when I lose my job here, people will welcome me into their houses.
所以第五节说啊，他把欠他主人债的一个一个叫过来。
So what he did was he called in each one of his master's debtors.
问头一个说，你欠我主人多少债多少呢？
And he asked the first, how much do you owe my master?
第六节说，他说100箩油。
And then he replied, 800 gallons of olive oil.
管家说，赶快拿你的账啊，快坐下写50。
The manager told him, take your bill, sit down quickly and make it 400.
第七节又问一个说，你欠多少啊多少呢？
And then he asked a second, how much do you owe?
他说100担的麦子。
He said 1,000 bushels of wheat.
管家说，赶快拿你的账写成80。
And then the manager told him, take your bill and make it 800.
这个管家到最后还是用不义的手段。
Because you know that this manager in the end he was
being very
dishonest. In order, and he ran after the debtors, the master's debtors.
目的是什么？
What is his purpose?
是希望这些人呢，将来能够接待他，能够帮助他。
Because he hoped that these people will one day take him in.
这个时候他就有盼望了。
And then his life will take up a turn for better.
所以人活在这个世界，
When we live in this world,
应该要像这个不义的管家呢，要看到未来。
We must learn to be like this shrewd manager to see hope in our future.
未来会面临什么问题？
We have to be prepared what is the problems that will lay ahead of us.
要提早去思考。
So that we will be prepared and think about this beforehand.
那么这不义的管家呢，他的聪明就在这个地方。
So this is the wisdom of this manager.
当然他不义的行为啊，我们是不值得效法。
Of course, we must not learn his dishonesty.
但是这里告诉我们，每一个人呢，对未来总是希望呢，抓住一个盼望。
Of course, all of us hope that our future will be full of hope.
能够尽早去解决未来的问题。
So that we will be able to solve all problems that come our way.
这样才能够得到盼望。
And only can we say that we have a hopeful life.
所以掌握未来非常重要。
So it is important that we got hope of the future.
不过要掌握未来实在是很难。
But of course, it is very difficult to have a total control of our future.
未来充满着很多不稳定的事情。
Because the future is also very unpredictable.
虽然我们想要去掌握它，但是并不有把握。
Even though we want to be in control, but yet the future is so unpredictable.
有些人以为说，我有财富，我就能够掌握未来。
We also thought that our riches will make us have a very good life ahead.
有些人以为说，我有智慧，我就能够掌握未来。
And then we thought that with our wisdom, that we can conquer the future.
但事实并不是这样子。
However, in reality, that is not so.
有些人有智慧，有些人有财富。
Some people they may be wise and some people they may be rich.
但是失败的人啊，仍然比比皆是。
But of course, there are also many people who are failures.
所以这个靠着自己的智慧才能啊，没办法掌握未来。
It is not enough to just rely on our wisdom and riches.
所以圣经里头告诉我们。
And the Bible also has this to say.
快跑的未必能够赢啊。
That the victory does not belong to the swift.
在奥运这个百米比赛的当中啊，我们看到很多的选手，他本来是很有把握得到第一名的。
Because we know that in the 100 meter dash of a race, the races they are all very competent and all of them deserve to be number one.
但是往往想不到，突然之间在跑的时候跌倒了。
But then unexpectedly, one of them will fall.
他第一名就泡汤了。
And then they are not able to get this first prize.
如何掌握到未来呢？
So how can we be in control of our future?
只有一个方法。
There is only one way.
因为一切的机会在神的手中。
Because we know that all opportunities is in the hand of God.
我们除了具备该有的条件之外，
we not only must we have the basic ready things.
更重要就是要神来帮助我们，赐给我们机会。
But most importantly, we have to depend on God to give us that opportunity.
那么在这一生当中，
and throughout our life,
我们若是有神的话呢，
if God is present in our lives,
我们才能够掌握到未来我们所要追求的这个永生。
Then we will be secure in our future.
这才是最重要。
This is what is
most important. 这不是说有财富的、有智慧的就能够得到。
And security does not lie in our riches or wisdom.
所以主耶稣说了一个非常特别的比喻。
And Jesus also mentioned one special parable.
一个奢华的财主。
And this rich man.
一个非常贫穷的乞丐。
And the contrast between the rich man and the poor beggar.
在人来看呢，这个财主在生活当中非常有盼望。
In the eyes of men, seems that the rich man is full of hope.
因为他又聪明又有财富。
Because he's not only street smart, he's also rich.
但是这个乞丐生来就是乞丐了。
But yet this beggar, he was born poor.
他没办法翻身啊。
He was not able to turn his fate around.
不但穷啊，又百病缠身。
Not only was he poor, he was also handicapped.
这样的人有什么盼望呢？
What hope does this beggar have?
但是圣经告诉我们，
But yet the Bible tells us,
真正有盼望的就是这位乞丐。
That a person with true hope is this beggar.
我们来看这个路加福音十六章。
Please turn again to Luke chapter 16.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
这里记载有一个财主啊，穿着紫色袍和细麻布衣服，天天奢华宴乐。二十节。
Verse 20.
又有一个讨饭的，名叫拉撒路，浑身生疮，被人放在财主门口。二十一节。
Verse 20.
要得财主桌上掉下来的零碎充饥，并且狗来填他的疮。这里描述了两个人。
This passage describes
一个财主啊，穿着非常尊贵的衣服。
One was a rich man who was dressed in the fine linen.
却是天天奢华宴乐。
And he was living in luxury every day.
有一个财主，有一个讨饭的在他门口。
And then there was this a beggar who was on his gate at his gate.
财主并没有怜悯他。
But yet this rich man had no mercy upon this poor man.
所以这个乞丐只期待说有桌上掉下来的这个零碎。
So this beggar, he only longed to eat what fell from the rich man's table.
这里特别描写乞丐没有朋友。
Here we tells us that this beggar is very lonely.
只有一只狗啊，来当他的朋友。
All he had are those dogs.
你看多可怜。
So we can see how unfortunate this beggar was.
但是他们结果又是如何呢？
But yet, let us see what his consequences are.
二十二节这里说。
And read on verse 22.
那讨饭的死了，被天使带去，放在亚伯拉罕的怀里。财主也死了，并且埋葬了。二十三节。
Verse 23.
他在阴间受痛苦，极目远远的望见亚伯拉罕，又望见拉撒路在他怀里。二十四节。
Verse 24.
就喊着说，我主亚伯拉罕啊，可怜我吧，打发拉撒路来，用指头尖沾点水凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这火焰极其痛苦。二十五节。
Verse 25.
亚伯拉罕说，你该回想你生前享过福，拉撒路也受过苦，如今他在这里得安慰，你倒受苦。二十六节。
Verse 26.
不但这样，并且在你我之间呢有深渊限定，以至于人要从这边过到你们那边是不能的，要从那边过到我们这里也是不能的。这里让我们看得很清楚。
Here tells us very clearly.
人生在世啊，有的穷，有的富。
Some of us in this life are born rich, and some are born poor.
有时候我们是没办法去选择的。
Sometimes there is no choice for us.
我要选择当做一个富人，有时候没有机会。
Because sometimes we all wish to be rich, but that is not so.
有时候要选择当成一个有智慧的人，可是没办法，生来就是，这个智慧不够。
And sometimes we want to be a little bit smarter, but yet in reality we are not that smart.
有的人想要当个漂亮的人，可是生来就是很丑。
Some people they want to be a beautiful person, but yet they were born ugly.
可是这些都不影响他未来的盼望。
But yet all these things does not affect his
人
future. 人
可贵的就在于知道有永生啊。
Because what is most precious is our everlasting life.
怎么样得到永生呢？
So how do we gain this eternal
life? 就是要遵循主的话。
And that is to obey the word of God.
这个乞丐呢，他虽然很穷。
This beggar, though he was very poor,
但是我们可以了解他没有埋怨神。
But yet we can see that he never once complained or murmured against God.
他仍然能够承受神所安排的这环境。
He was able to accept the circumstances he was in.
他持守了真理。
He still hold on tightly to God's word.
他知道最后重要的盼望是在永生啊。
Because he knew that the true meaning in life is the everlasting life.
但是这个有钱人啊。
But yet the rich man,
往往在富裕当中忘记了永生的可贵。
While he was living in luxury, he forgot that there is eternal life.
啊，结果他不守道理啊。
He neglected
the word
of God. He did not have any
love. 最后的结局就下到阴间去了。
And the end for him is hell.
这个比喻非常的特殊。
This parable is very, very unique and special.
但是就是要我们去思考这个问题。
But the purpose is for us to
你一生的盼望在哪里呢？
That where is your true hope?
我们若只是盼望今生的好处，
If our hope is only in this life,
有一天大家眼睛都要闭了，
Because one day all of us have to close our
eyes, 一切都世上的一切都没有了，
Everything will come to nothing.
将来你要得到什么？
And what will be our reward?
人不是死了就算了，
Because life does not end at death.
人有这个灵魂的存在。
Because we know that all of us, we
have this soul.
And our righteous God will give out his righteous judgment.
所以我们要利用短暂的人生去追求那个活泼的盼望。
So let us use this short life we have this on earth to hope for this eternal life.
这才是聪明人啊。
This is what is meant by being wise.
所以在这个世上，
When we are in this world,
我们不管处在哪种境遇里头，
No matter in what kind of circumstances we are
living, 我们要清楚了解，
we must have this mindset.
真正活泼的盼望就在于永生。
That a living hope is in this eternal life.
那么我们就能够靠着主超越世上种种的困难。
So that we can depend on God to overcome all these problems that we are facing.
我们有一个姐妹啊。
We have this sister.
她还没信主的时候。
Before she believes in God.
她患了绝症。
She has this illness.
那么她的女儿呢？是我们教会的信徒。
And her daughter was a member of our church.
知道妈妈患了绝症啊。
And because she knew of her mother's illness,
他们就很紧张的赶快要妈妈来教会慕道。
They were very anxious to want her mother to believe in God.
他们很担心妈妈万一死了又怎么办呢？
Because they were worried that she will die before she can be saved.
就没有永生的盼望了。
And then she will not have eternal life.
一方面为妈妈祷告。
She then started to pray for her mother.
求主耶稣保守她的生命。
That God will preserve her mother's life.
一方面求主来引导她的妈妈。
She also prayed that God will guide her mother to believe in God.
那么主耶稣啊，也带领她的妈妈信主了。
And in the end, God leads her mother to come and believe.
那也保守了她的生命。
And by this, in this way, God also preserved her life.
后来，这位姐妹呢，她参加我们布道会。
Once her daughter participated in the evangelical service.
那么她很认真听道理。
I'm sorry, but mother was very attentive to his sermon.
那么她还是带着病。
But at that time, she was still sick.
虽然身体很不舒服。
Even though she was feeling very uncomfortable,
她迫不及待地想要求圣灵了。
But yet she has this desire to pray for the Holy Spirit.
所以在传道人道理讲完了以后，
After the sermon,
就邀请要求圣灵的到前面来。
He invited all those people who wants to pray for the Holy Spirit to come
forward. 这位带着病的姐妹，她就跑到前面来了。
And this sick woman, she came forward to pray.
她知道说，我现在已经信了耶稣。
Because she told herself, now that I'm a believer.
但是我没有领受应许的圣灵，我将来去哪里？
But yet I have not received this promised Holy Spirit. Then where will I go after I die?
对未来就没有把握了。
Then she has no sense of security.
所以她知道主耶稣要应许这个圣灵给每一个求告他的人。
But yet she also knows that God will give His promised Holy Spirit to those who ask Him.
虽然身体很 不舒服。
And though she was very, very uncomfortable,
她还是来到前面祷告。
She still bring herself to come forward to pray.
她在前面很迫切的祷告。
She was praying so fervently.
真的是情辞迫切。
And we can say that she prayed earnestly.
为她按手的祷告人也非常感动。
And the minister was laying hands on her was also so moved.
那么迫切啊。
Because they were touched by her earnestness.
就特别为她按手祷告。
All the more they lay hands on her.
结果那一次啊，她得到圣灵了。
And it was at that time, at that moment, that she received the Holy Spirit.
她自己非常的高兴。
She was so joyful.
我真的得到了永生的盼望。
She was so overjoyed that she has received this promise. 我有活泼的盼望了。Now she has this hope in her life.
那时候她赶快打电话给她的女儿啊。
After that, she quickly called her daughter.
说妈妈得到圣灵了。
He says, "Your mom has received the Holy Spirit."
她的女儿非常的高兴啊。
And her daughter was happy for her.
这种的高兴是没有办法去形容的。
And this kind of happiness is very difficult to describe.
哎，因为她的女儿也知道说，我妈妈得圣灵，我妈妈有得救的盼望了。
Because her daughter knew that once her mother has the Holy Spirit, then she has true hope.
真的，这个是最喜乐的一件事情。
This is a very joyous occasion.
所以这个做妈妈的呢，得到圣灵以后
，So a mother who has received the Holy Spirit,
对于死啊，没有任何的害怕。
She has no more fear toward death.
后来被主召回去了。
When she was taken by God and passed on,
家人呐、啊。并不会是感到伤心。
Her family was not that upset.
因为真正的得到了这个永生的盼望。
Because they knew that she has this true hope. She has gained this hope.
所以我们在真教会里头啊。
And we who are in the true church.
我们不但来追求真理。
We not only pursue truth.
主耶稣还要赐给这个圣灵啊给我们。
God wants to give all of us His promise.
所以我们领受圣灵的人啊。我们就有盼望了。
So for those of us who have received the Holy Spirit, then we have this hope.
我们知道主耶稣啊会指引我们这一条活泼的道路。
And through His Holy Spirit, He will guide us and continue to guide us in this truth.
所以对未来就充满着信心。
Our future then will be full of faith.
所以精彩的人生啊，第二个特色就是活出创意的这个信心了。
And the second characteristic of a radiant life is to have this faith.
有这个盼望的一定有信心。
Because we know that what results in hope is faith.
信心是什么
？And what is faith？
请看希伯来书。
Please turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书十一章。
Verse 11.
希伯来书十一章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。这里告诉我们什么叫信。
This verse records the definition of faith.
这个说信就是我们虽然没有看见的事情，但是我们已经抓到了确据了。
He says faith is being sure of what we hope for, and though we do not see.
就好像说圣经告诉我们将来有永生的盼望。
Just like the Bible tells us that in the future we have this hope of eternal life.
非常的抽象。
This is something that's very abstract.
但是我们领受了这圣灵啊。
But yet, when we have received the Holy Spirit,
我们就抓住到这个证据了。
Then we have this evidence.
到底有没有天国？
The evidence whether there is a heaven.
这圣灵已经给我们做见证。
Holy Spirit has already become our evidence.
信仰就是一点一滴的这个见证啊，建立了信心。
Because our faith is continually being built up by all these evidences.
慢慢的我们就体会到。
Then later on, we will experience it.
原来神创造我们了。
That indeed, why God created us in the first place.
就是照他的形象造的。
That we are created in His image.
神起初造天地的时候。
When God first created the heavens and the earth.
是从没有当中，造成有来。
He created nothing. He created something from nothing.
所以神说要有空气，就有空气。
Because when God said, let there be air, then there was air.
要有水就有水。
And when He said, let there be water, there's water.
要有阳光就有阳光。
And let there be light, there was light.
本来是没有的。
Before, there was none of these.
神的话一出就有了。
And when the word of God proceeded from His mouth, then there existed.
这就是奇妙的地方。
This is something that is very wonderful.
神也借着尘土来造了人。
God created humans from dust.
没有生命的变成有生命了。
Something that is lifeless without life becomes something that is living.
这要怎么去体会呢？
So how do we experience God?
就好像这个亚伯拉罕啊。
Just like Abraham.
他神选召他。
God called him out.
啊，神一步一步的带领他的时候。
And when God led him step by step.
啊，神给他很多的恩典啊。
God also along the way gave him many blessings.
啊，有一次神应许他要生一个儿子。
God also promised that he will give him a son.
他说我年纪那么大了，怎么还能够生生育呢？
But yet Abraham replied, he is so old, how can he conceive a son?
啊，神造就了他信心了。
But yet God increased his faith.
所以在他一百岁的时候，
when he was 100 years old,
啊，竟然生了一个孩子。
He got a son.
这是根本是不可能的事情。
Because we know that this is impossible.
所以这个成为他信心的根据啊。
And we know through this incident, it become his faith, he's the foundation of his faith.
后来神要他把他的儿子献在祭坛上面。
So after when God requested that he sacrifice his son to him,
既然神说的话，他就去做。
He totally obeyed God.
他怎么敢去做呢？
Why did he have this the guts to
give
his son? Because God told him.
从他这个儿子所生的生的后代才是他的子孙。
Because God told him that from his son will come God's descendants.
那时候他才只有这么一个儿子。
Because at that time he knew he only had this one son.
可是他抓住了神的应许。
But yet he hold on to this promise.
既然神有这样的应许。
Since God has this promise.
神现在又叫我献上儿子把他杀掉。
And now God wants me to kill my son and offer
him. 他那时候已经知道了。
So he knew deep down.
神是从不可能当中变成能够做成可能的事情。
That his God is a God that can do the impossible.
所以那时候他也相信，即使我的孩子死了，也会复活。
Because he also knew that even if my son were to die, he can be made alive again.
所以他的信心就建立在神给他种种恩典了。
His faith then is built upon the blessings that God has given to him.
当他把孩子献上去的时候，
when he was about to sacrifice his son,
要把他杀的时候，
when he was about to slay his son,
神说我已经知道你的信心。
God stopped him and told him that I already know.
我已经为你预备一只羊羔来代替你的儿子。
I've seen your faith and I've already prepared a lamb for the sacrifice.
然后因着他的信心，神给他非常丰富的这个祝福。
And because of his great faith, God blessed him abundantly.
所以圣经才这样记载。
That is why the Bible records.
我们来看罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
请看罗马书第四章。
Romans chapter 4.
罗马书第四章。
Romans chapter 4.
啊，十七节。
Verse 17.
第四章十七节。
Romans chapter 4 verse 17.
亚伯兰所信的是那叫死人复活、使无病有的神，他在主面前做我们世人的父。啊，如经上所说，我已经立你做多国的父。这个亚伯拉罕呢，成为我们信心之父。
Because we know that Abraham has become our father of faith.
他知道了，他所敬畏的神是叫死人复活的，是没有变成有的。
Because he knew that the God that he lived is a God that can bring the dead to life and who calls on things.
所以我们的信心也是这样经历过来的。
Our faith then is a tried faith.
因此这本圣经所说的话。
Thus, the words written in this Bible,
就是我们信心的依据。
It is the evidence of our faith.
在这个耶利米书，
just like in the book of Jeremiah,
33章，
chapter 33,
耶利米书33章第三节，
Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3,
第三节，
verse 3,
你求告我，我就应允你，并将你所不知道又大又难的事来指示你。这里神应许他的百姓所说的话。
This is the promise that God gave to His people.
所以你求告我，我就会应允你呢。
This is if you call to me, I will answer you.
要将你所不知道的又大又难的事来指示你。
And I will tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know.
在我们人生当中可能会遇到这样的事情。
Maybe in our life we may have met this kind of situation.
很多的事是又大又难的事情。
Sometimes we met up with problems that are so great
真的不知道要如何去处理。
So we don't even know what to do.
但是呢，我们信靠他，
but when we completely
遵守他的诫命
and obey his commandments,
他就会帮助我们来解决这些事情。
Then he will see us through and help us to solve this problem.
有一位王保罗执事，
there is this a deacon Paul Wang.
他是一个警官，
and he was one of the high official.
他官阶升得蛮高的，
Because we know that he was a high-ranking civil servant.
他上司要一直给他升官了。
The government wants to promote him further.
他一直在推辞。
But yet he declined.
啊，因为他的家乡啊需要啊他去帮助这个教会的圣工。
Because he knew that his hometown's church need him for the work.
所以他推辞不升官了。
He realized that he has to decline.
但是有一天呢，不容他选择了。
But one day he has no more choice.
因为有一件走私的案件呢，两三年都破不了。
Because there was a case that was not broken yet, this problem of piracy.
上面下令啊，要半年内要把它破案。
And the top-ranking superiors told him that they have to break this problem within 6 months.
这件案件呢，就交给他办。
And his superior gave him this assignment.
叫他成立一个专案小组。
And ask him to set up this special investigative team.
半年内把这个案破掉。
And to break this piracy.
已经三年了，都破不了案了。
Because they have having this problem for already 3 years.
要重新找线索真的很难。
And it is so difficult to break through this ring.
真的是非常大的难事啊。
And he was at his wit's end at this point in time.
对一般来讲真的压力很大。
At the time he was also under great stress.
当然我们的王子是很压力也很大。
And we also know that he too.
但是他借着祷告。
But he knew how to pray.
他相信这圣经所说的话。
And he also believed the word.
我不知道的事情。
The things that I do not understand.
又大又难的事情。
Those great and unsearchable things.
只有神知道。
But yet God knows.
所以他祷告了。
He started to pray.
求主帮助他。
He begged God to help.
当然他也尽本分呐，去收集这些资料。
But of course he went he goes all out to seek for more information.
但是也不知道如何去破案。
But yet he did not know how to break this ring.
有一天祷告的时候
，One day, in one of his prayers,
竟然神给他看异象。
God showed him a vision.
显出一个伯利恒这三个字出来。
And in front of him appeared this Bethlehem.
一般这个异象啊，都是有意义的啦。
Because we know that the visions that God gave us always have meaning.
哎呀，他就马上就想到，哎，可能有一艘船呢、啊，这艘船可能叫做名字叫伯利恒。
So he thought, oh, maybe there is a ship by the name of Bethlehem.
就赶快啊，请他的部下去找这个船只的名字来找找看。
So then he asked his underlings to search for the files whereabout of this ship.
但是找不到这个名字。
But yet they could not search for this particular ship with this name.
灵机一动啊，那他马上就想到了。
Oh, then suddenly he has this inkling.
假如没有信主的人，不会取这个伯利恒这三个字了。
That unbeliever will not name their ship by the name of Bethlehem.
所以他想，只要有两个字相同就可以了。
He said, "Okay, as long as the words match quite match this Bethlehem."
就赶快再找看看有没有这个这样的名字啊。
Then they start to search again.
哎，找到了，很吉利。
And they start to find this name that is very close to Bethlehem.
哎，有两个字一样的。
And the three syllables matches Bethlehem.
他就下令说，赶快查这艘船在哪里。
So he then informed his underlings to again do a search on this particular ship.
结果得到报告，那艘船刚好要出港了。
And the report came back that this ship is coming to harbor.
他就派这些警察赶快去把它抓住。
And then he assigned all the police to retain the ship.
船上有很多的人呢。
And at that time, the ship was full of passengers.
经过很奇妙的侦查之后
，and after much detailed investigation，
就找到了这艘船就是那个走私的船了。
And they realized that this ship is the ship that is being used to do piracy.
就这样破案。
And because of that, he was able to break the ring.
大家都很惊讶说，他怎么那么快？
Everyone was amazed by the quickness, the speediness of this case, because they are able to break this ring within 3 months.
这个真的是很奇妙。
This is indeed miraculous.
这应验圣经这里所说的。
Just like what the Bible said.
有很多的难题，我们靠主帮助我们。
That when we met up with great unsearchable things, God will help us to find an answer.
所以王哲士的一生啊。
All through Deacon Wang's life,
无论是在教会的侍奉
not only in the church,
在他的工事是在事业上面
，and in his career，
真的是活得非常精彩。
We see that his life is one full of radiant hope。
因为他的信心充满着创意。
Because his life is full of this faith。
啊，精彩的人生的第三个特点。
And the third characteristics of a radiant life。
能够活出这个有用的爱心。
Is to manifest your love。
啊，今天世上的人呢，很多人知道要行善。
Because we know that。Each of us, we have to be do charitable works.
做了很多爱心的事情。
And we also do a lot of love deeds.
甚至有人得到了诺贝尔奖金。
And some people even obtain this Nobel Prize.
当然，从世人的眼光来看，这了不起。
But of course, if you were to receive a Nobel Prize, everybody will be envious of you.
不过，这样的信心若缺少神的爱。
But yet, if your love does not have God's love,
这样的爱心呢？也变得没有价值了。
Then this love will have no value.
我们请看哥林多前书十三章。
Please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多前书十三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 13.
十三章，请看第三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 3.
我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身，叫人焚烧，却没有爱。仍然与我无异，这个地方告诉我们。
And this verse tells us，
这一说，即使我们帮助穷人呐、
啊、，that even though we help all the poor，
舍掉生命
，and even surrender our life，
甚至为这些穷人来而死
，and to die for the poor，
但是没有爱
，but yet if we do not have love，
仍然是没有用的。
Then everything comes to nothing。
或许我们会想，难道他这样不是已经有爱了吗？怎么会说没有爱呢？
But yet we said, of course he has to have love to give to the poor.
他周济穷人又舍己呀、啊，怎么会没有爱呢
？When he give to the poor and to surrender his life for them, does that mean that he is loving?
为什么说他这若没有爱心，仍然是无益的
？But why does this passage says that but have not love?
这个爱啊，是叫做神的爱。
But what this person is missing is God's love.
善行中没有神的爱。一切都是空的。
Because when he do charity work without God's love, everything comes to nothing.
什么叫做神的爱
？And what is meant by God's love？
我们请看约翰一书。
Please turn to our First John.
约翰一书第四章。
First John chapter 4.
第四章，请看第八节。
Verse 8.
没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。第九节
Verse 9,
神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心就在此显明了。第十节
Verse 10,
不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。这种爱就是能够让我们的生命重生的爱。
This God's love is a love thatcan transform our lives.
这种爱是能够让我们罪得赎的爱。
This love will be able to atone for our sins.
啊，这才是重点。
This is the main point.
你看每年呢、啊，联合国。
And we can see that every year the United Nations.
为了帮助非洲的穷人呢、啊，花了多少的钱
？In order to help the poor in the Africa, how much money they spend?
这些非洲的穷人呢、啊，得到的饱足了。
And we know that through this aid, the Africans' stomachs are filled. They, their life turned for the better.
但是他生命没有改变。
But yet, their real life has no change.
一富足以后。
Because once they become rich,
就是淫乱。
Then the immorality,
你看艾滋病啊、
immorality comes in.
在非洲是最多的。
Because we know that in Africa, they have the most number of the highest number of people with AIDS.
不但淫乱了、啊，又开始互相残杀。
Not only they have sexual immorality, there were a lot of killings.
弄到最后又变成穷人了。
And in the end, they revert back to their poverty.
不断的恶性循环。
And this just keeps going round and round.
所以帮助这些穷人，若不是从根本啊，生命的改造的话。
When you help somebody, and if they don't, their life is not transformed from the inside out.
若只是满足他物质的需要。
And if you only help somebody to fulfill their physical needs alone,
他们是没办法真正脱离这贫困的。
Then they will not be truly rich.
所以主耶稣已经看清楚这一点。
Our Lord Jesus knew this beforehand.
有一次啊，他的门徒带了很多人要来找他。
One day his disciples took a crowd of people to meet him.
要做什么呢?
What do they want Jesus to do
for them? 这些人只求肉体的医治。
All these people want is for God, for Jesus to heal them.
并不是有心来追求道理。
They did not want to heed God's word.
所以主耶稣给他的门徒啊，做这样的一个回答。
Thus Jesus have this to say to them.
我们来看马可福音。
Please turn to Mark.
马可福音第一章。
Mark chapter 1.
第一章三十六节。
Mark chapter 1 verse 36.
西门跟和同伴追着他去，三十七节。
37.
遇见了就对他说：“众人都找你。”三十八节。
38.
耶稣对他们说：“我们可以往别处去，到邻近的乡村，我也好在那里传道，因为我是为这事出来的。”这里主耶稣来教导他门徒。
Here Jesus taught them.
说我们往别的村庄去。
So let us go somewhere else.
他说我好在那里传道。
So that I can preach there also.
他来世上重点就是要改变人的生命。
The purpose of a coming of Jesus is to change man's heart.
一个人真的追求道理的人啊，会得到额外的恩典。
Because when you seek after God's truth, then you will receive unexpected blessings.
所以他们的疾病啊，富贵的病啊，都会得到医治。
Then all the illness will be cured.
所以三十九节这里说。
Thus in verse 39.
于是在加利利全地进了会堂，传道赶鬼。耶稣呢，先传道。
Jesus went around preaching.
有信心的鬼就赶出去了。
And for those who have faith, the demons will be driven out.
如果没有信心的话,
and those who have no faith,
就得不到神的恩典,
then they will not be able to receive the blessings of God.
所以生命的改变是最重要。
What is important is to have an inner transformation of our lives.
第二章啊,
and in Mark chapter 2,
第五节,
verse 5,
耶稣看他们的信心就对摊子说, 小子, 你的罪赦。 这里也让我们了解这一点了。
From this passage also,tells us
一个不能走路的人啊,
that a person who can't walk,
被人抬着来找主耶稣,
a person who has been carried to see Jesus,
他们的目的是什么?
What is their true
purpose? 当然是希望这个人能够走路啊。
Of course, they hope that this paralytic will be able to walk one day.
不过他们也认识耶稣不单单是医治人的病。
But they also knew that Jesus not only know how to heal them.
所以第五节耶稣看到他们的信心。
So in verse 5 it says, when Jesus saw their faith,
就对他们说, 小子, 你的罪赦。
He said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven.
先赦罪。
His sins are forgiven first.
然后接着才医治他, 让他走路。
Then after that, Jesus allowed him to walk.
感谢主我们教会啊, 也有不少的这个有钱的人。
We thank God that in our church we have a few wealthy members.
他们在周济穷人的时候他们也抓住这个原则了。
When they went around helping the poor, they knew this important point.
我们教会啊，过去有一位叫郭顺明长老。
Before we have this Elder Core.
他是一个非常成功的这个企业家。
He was a very successful businessman.
他有很多的财富。
And we know that he is a very a wealthy man.
那他怎么用呢？
So how does he use his wealth?
他帮助孤儿寡妇。
What he did was he helped the widows and the orphans.
他创办了这个淡江大学，还有一个东海大学。
And he also set up two universities.
但是他把更多的钱啊放在传福音的事业上面。
However, he put most of his finances in the work of evangelism.
他认为救人的灵魂呢是最重要的。
Because he knew that to save a man's soul is most important.
所以呢，我们要把人生活得精彩。
We all must strive to live a radiant, hopeful life.
所做的爱心呢，不要落空了。
We must not love others for nothing.
不要白做了。
Do not love others in vain.
我们应该做在更有意义的事情上面。
Let us put our love to good use, to something more meaningful.
那这样的爱啊，会让我们没有恐惧。
With this kind of love, then we have nothing to fear.
我们来看约翰一书。
Please turn to 1 John.
约翰一书的第四章。
Chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章
First John chapter 4
十七节
Verse 17
第四章十七节
First John chapter 4 verse 17
这样爱在我们里面得以完全我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧因为他如何我们在这世上也如何这里谈到说爱在我们里头可以完全
Here it tells us that love will be made complete among us.
啊，那在审判的日子就坦然无惧。
Then on the day of judgment, we have this confidence. We have nothing to fear.
假如我们这个爱没有带着耶稣这种赎罪的爱。
If we in our love we do not have Jesus in our love and this forgiving love,
不懂得去救人的灵魂的话，
and we do not know how to save the soul of man,
这种是不完全的爱，
then this love is not complete.
不完全的爱就带来恐惧，
because a love that is incomplete is a fearful love.
所以完全的爱是让我们坦然无惧。
A perfect love is one that will give us confidence.
保罗的一生啊，就做这样的见证。
His life bear testimony to us,
他是一个有智慧的人，
that he is indeed a person of
wisdom, 也是有学问的人。
Not only that, he was a highly educated individual,
但是他抛弃了世上的这个地位，
but yet he gave up all this.
他以救人的灵魂啊为啊最重要的使命。
What is most important to him is to save the soul of man.
虽然最后他被砍头，
even though he was executed in the end,
他在临死之前，
before his death,
毫无恐惧。
He was not at all afraid.
他这样见证啊，
and this is what he had to say.
我们看提摩太后书。
Please turn to 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第四章。
2 Timothy chapter 4.
第六节。
Chapter 4 verse 6.
啊，我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了。保罗在写这封信的时候，已经知道他要被啊这个处死了。
When Paul wrote this letter, he knew that he was about to die.
但是他毫无恐惧。
But yet he has no fear.
第七节说，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。第八节。
And verse 7.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。保罗这样的表明他的心声。
Here, Paul summed up his life.
因为他在爱里头完全了。
Because he shown to himself that his love is complete.
建立了很多教会。
He established many churches.
帮助很多人灵魂得救。
And he brought many to Christ.
所以他死而无憾。
So he has no he did not count his death as.
假如我们不懂得活出这种有用的爱心。
If our life is, if we do not know how to love in the right way,
临死的时候真的很可怕。
And then we will be so afraid of death.
有一位这个艺术家。
Once there was an artist.
他六十几岁的时候成功了。
He became very successful in his 60s.
他得到很好的名声。
He became very famous.
得到很大的奖。
And he even received a great reward.
就在那个时候啊。
It was at that time.
竟然得到癌症了。
That he was stricken with cancer.
啊，在他临终之前啊。
And just before his death.
新闻记者去访问他。
The reporter came to interview him.
他很痛苦的这样的表白。
And with much regret, he expressed these words.
他说，当我成功的时候。
When I was successful.
死为什么要找上我呢？
Why did death come to meet me?
我这样一生的成功对我有什么益处呢？
What does all the success meant to me?
这样的成功又能够帮助我什么呢？
My success cannot even help me.
他说我真的很不甘心。
And I'm so unwilling to die.
他一直要挣扎。
He tried to fight.
但是他没有办法免去死亡。
But yet he can't fight over death.
因为他不知道死了将来要去哪里。
Because he did not know where he will end up after death.
充满着恐惧。
His heart is full of fear.
在很恐惧又不甘心的当中离开世间。
And mixing with his fear is his unwillingness to die.
我们有时候一生就是这样的忙碌。
Sometimes we all lead busy lives.
得到该有的财富了。
We all want to gain more wealth.
地位名声都有了。
Once we have gained our status and the things that we want.
当时临到的时候。
And when death come knocking.
却是没有把握。
But yet we are all not ready for this.
是恐惧的。
This will become very fearful.
在恐惧当中来死亡。
And we die in fear.
因为掌握不到未来要去哪里。
Because we have no this security to see where we will go after death.
两种对比啊。
There is this two contrast.
保罗的一生，
we see that all through Paul's life,
真的是活着非常的精彩。
we see that he lived a very a vibrant and
radiant life. 在他一生当中，充满着盼望。
His life is so full of hope.
充满着信心。
Full of faith.
他的爱心也得到了结果。
And his, he can see the fruits of his labor of love.
所以有句话说。
There is a one saying that goes like this.
你若背向阳光。
That if you face the sunshine.
阴影在你的前面。
Then the, your shadow will be ahead of you.
你若面向阳光。
But if you your back face the sun,
阴影在你的后面。
Then your shadow will the dark shadow will
be behind you. 这是告诉我们，我们要勇敢去面对神。
What this tells us is that we must be bold to meet God.
很多问题就抛开了。
Then our problems will be able.
假如说我们是背逆着神啊。
And if our back face God,
一生当中是充满着这个阴影，充满着黑暗。
Then our life will be full of darkness like the shadows.
所以我们。信了主以后
When we believe in Jesus,
我们就有活泼的盼望
Then we will have this a vibrant hope
我们能够活出精彩的生活
Then we, our life will be full of radiant
我们就知道明天会更好
Then we also know that tomorrow will be better than
因为这是神的应许
Because this is indeed God's promise for us
唱诗
Let's all sing him
27首
Number 27